You care about your team. And at Regions, so do we. That's why our health plans include head-to-toe benefits that fit their lives at prices that fit your budget. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield. Together we health.
Hey there, awesome humans. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking screen addiction to the curb and reclaiming your life. And today, we're diving into a beast that plagues us all, FOMO, or the fear of missing out. Iris scrolled through social media and felt that gnawing feeling like you're missing out on something epic. You know that feeling when everyone's posting about an amazing concert, party, or vacation, and you just feel left behind? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? FOMO is a liar. It's a sneaky little monster that thrives on comparison and instant gratification, whispering doubts in your ear and keeping you glued to your phone. But fear not, my friends, because today we're taking back control. We're gonna break down 5 key takeaways to help you slay the FOMO dragon and live a more intentional, fulfilling life. First up, recognize that social media is a highlight reel. Remember those cheesy vacation photos with everyone smiling perfectly? That's not real life, people. It's carefully curated moments designed to impress. Don't fall for the illusion. Compare less, appreciate your own journey more. Next, remember that missing out is subjective. What someone else deems exciting might be boring to you, and vice versa. Your happiness shouldn't be dictated by what others are doing. Focus on experiences that genuinely excite you, not just trendy activities. Third, curate your feeds. Unfollow accounts that trigger FOMO. Instead, seek out inspiring content that uplifts and motivates you. Make social media a source of positivity, not anxiety. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Take those moments to be truly present in your own life. Savor your coffee, listen to the birds singing, connect with people around you. By being grounded in the now, you'll naturally feel less anxious about what you're missing. And lastly, remember this. Real connection isn't found through a screen. Make an effort to spend quality time with loved ones face to face. Now, let me tell you a story. Picture this era, a bright young woman, always glued to her phone, constantly comparing herself to others on social media. She felt like she was perpetually missing out on something amazing, which led to feelings of anxiety and discontent. Then, she decided to take a digital detox for a week. No phone, no scrolling, just real life experiences. Guess what? During that week, Sarah discovered a hidden talent for painting, reconnected with old friends, and even went on an impromptu hike, enjoying the fresh air and breathtaking views. It was during this break from the constant digital noise that she realized true happiness wasn't found in likes or followers, but in genuine connections and personal experiences. So, my fellow humans, remember, you are not defined by what you see online. Unplug, connect with yourself and the world around you, and create your own amazing adventures. Today's big takeaways. Social media is a highlight reel. Don't compare your behind the scenes to someone else's best shot. What you find fulfilling might be different from what others find exciting. Embrace your unique path. Curate your feeds, unfollow the negativity, and fill them with inspiring content. Be present in the moment, practice mindfulness, and enjoy the little things in life. Remember, real connection happens face to face, not through a screen. Ready to ditch the FOMO and live your best life? Share this episode with a friend who might need to hear it. Leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening to, and join the conversation on social media using hashtag your phone is the villain. Until next time, stay awesome, keep it real, and remember your phone is not your boss.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.